Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Johanna, and it's good to be back with you again today. Today is Thursday, the 27th of July, which is the 4th of Av on the Hebrew calendar. And this week, we are in the Torah portion called Dvarim, which means words. Today, we'll be reading from the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 2 through 30. Before we begin to read, however, we'll bless the Lord for giving us his word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Adonai spoke to me, saying, You have gone around this hill country long enough. Turn to the north. Command the people, saying, You are about to cross into the territory of your relatives, the sons of Esau who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, so be very careful. Do not provoke them, for I will not give you any of their land, not even a footprint, because I have given the hill country of Seir to Esau as a possession. You are to buy food from them for money, so that you may eat, and you are also to buy water from them for money, so that you may drink. For Adonai your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He has known your wanderings through this great wilderness. These 40 years Adonai your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So we went on past our relatives, the sons of Esau who dwell in Seir, away from the way of the Arava, from Eilat and Etzion Gevel. We turned and passed by the way of the wilderness of Moab. Adonai said to me, Do not harass Moab or engage them in battle, for I will not give you any of his land for a possession, because I have given Ar to the children of Lot for a possession. The Emim used to live there, a great and numerous people, as tall as the Anakim. These people also are considered Rephaim, like the Anakim, but the Moabites call them Emim. Now the Horites used to live in Seir, but the sons of Esau drove them out and destroyed them from before themselves and settled in their place, just as Israel did to the land of its possession that Adonai gave to them. Now rise up and cross over the Wadi Zered. So we went over the Wadi Zered. The time that we traveled from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the Wadi Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war from within the camp came to an end, as Adonai had sworn to them. Indeed, the hand of Adonai was against them, to destroy them from within the camp until they came to their end. Now when all the men of war had finished dying from among the people, Adonai spoke to me, saying, Today you are about to cross the border of Moab at Ar. When you come up opposite the sons of Ammon, do not harass or provoke them, for I will not give you any of the land of the sons of Ammon for a possession, because I have given it to the sons of Lot for a possession. That also is considered a land of Rephaim. Rephaim used to live there, but the Ammonites called them Zamzumim, a great and numerous people as tall as the Anakim. But Adonai destroyed them from before them, and the Ammonites dispossessed them and settled in their place. It was just as Adonai did for the sons of Esau, who dwell in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites before them. They drove them out and settled in their place even to this day. As for the Avim, who lived in the villages as far as Gaza, the Kaphtorim, who came from Crete, destroyed them and settled in their place. Rise up, journey on, and cross over the Wadi Arnon. See, I have handed over Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. Engage him in battle. This very day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the peoples everywhere under heaven. When they hear the report about you, they will tremble and twist in anguish because of you. So I sent messengers from the wilderness of Kedemot to Sihon, king of Heshbon, with words of shalom, saying, Let me pass through your land. I will only go by way of the road. I will not turn to the right or to the left. You will sell me food for money so that I may eat, and give me water for money so that I may drink. Just let me pass through on foot, as the sons of Esau dwelling in Seir and the Moabites in Ar did for me, until I cross over the Jordan into the land that Adonai our God is giving to us. But Sihon, king of Heshbon, would not let us pass by him, because Adonai your God stiffened his spirit and hardened his heart in order to hand him over to you this very day. That was Deuteronomy 2:2-30. Today our portion from the prophetic writings is Ezekiel 28. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, Thus says Adonai Elohim, So your heart is exalted, and you say, I am God. I sit in the seat of the gods in the heart of the seas. Yet you are human, not a god, even if you set up your heart like the heart of a god. See, you are wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and by understanding, you have made wealth for yourself and have gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. In your great skill, by your trade, you have increased your wealth, so your heart is exalted by your wealth. Therefore thus says Adonai Elohim, Because you have set up your heart like the heart of God, behold, I will bring strangers against you, the ruthless of the nations. They will draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom. They will defile your splendor. They will bring you down to the pit. You will die the death of those slain in the heart of the seas. Will you still say, I am a god, before the one who slays you? Yet you are man and not a god, in the hand of those who pierce you. You will die the deaths of the uncircumcised at the hand of strangers, for I have spoken. It is a declaration of Adonai. The word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, lift up a lament for the king of Tyre. Say to him, Thus says Adonai Elohim, You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, ruby, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald. Your settings and your sockets, a workmanship of gold. In the day you were created, they were prepared. You were an anointed guardian, cheruv. I placed you on the holy mountain of God. You walked among stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. By the abundance of your trade, they filled you within with violence. So you have sinned. So I threw you out as a profane thing from the mountain of God. I made you vanish, guardian cheruv, from among the stones of fire. Your heart was exalted because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. I threw you down to the earth. Before kings, I set you up as a spectacle. By the multitude of your iniquities, in the injustice of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. So I brought fire out from within you, and it has consumed you. I have turned you to ashes on the earth in the eyes of all who saw you. All who know you among the people will be appalled at you. You have become a horror and will be nothing forever. the word of Adonai came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Sidon and prophesy against her. Say, thus says Adonai Elohim, Behold, I am against you, Sidon. I will be glorified in your midst. They will know that I am Adonai when I execute judgments in her and show my holiness through her. I will send a plague to her and blood in her streets. The wounded will fall in her midst by the sword on every side. So they will know that I am Adonai. Never again will there be a briar pricking at the house of Israel or a piercing thorn from any around them who scorn them. They will know that I am the Lord Adonai. Thus says Adonai Elohim, When I have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered and show my holiness through them in the eyes of the nations, then they will live in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live safely there, and they will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live securely when I have executed judgments on all those around them that treated them with contempt. So they will know that I am Adonai, their God. That was Ezekiel chapter 28. And now from the writings, we will read 1 Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but when he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel. So he is not reckoned as the firstborn in the genealogical record. Though Judah was the strongest among his brothers, and a ruler came from him, the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Enoch, Palu, Hezron, and Calmi. The descendants of Joel, his son Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Reaiah, his son Baal, and his son Be'era, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried into exile. He was the leader of the Reubenites. His kinsmen by their families, as listed in their genealogical records. The leader Yeiel, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Yoel. They settled in Aroer as far as Nebo and Baal Meon, while in the east they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness from this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now in the days of Saul, they had made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand. So they lived in their encampments in the entire eastern area of Gilead. Now the sons of Gad lived opposite them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salca. Joel the leader, Shapham second, then Janai and Shaphat in Bashan. Their kinsmen, according to their ancestral families, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Yorai, Yakan, Tzia, and Ever, seven in all. These were the sons of Avihail, son of Huri, son of Yaroah, son of Gilad, son of Michael, son of Yehishai, son of Yado, son of Buz. Achi, son of Abdiel, son of Guni, was leader of their ancestral families. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and its surrounding villages, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, up to their borders. All these were recorded by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 warriors ready for war, men who carried shield and sword and drew the bow and were skilled in battle. So they made war with the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodav. They received help against them, so that the Hagrites and all who were with them were delivered into their hand, for they cried out to God during the battle. He answered their supplications, because they put their trust in him. They took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep and 2,000 donkeys, as well as 100,000 people. For many fell slain, because the war was of God. So they dwelt in their place until the exile. Now the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. They were numerous. These were the heads of their clans, Ephel, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, Yadiel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their clans. But they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of King Pul of Assyria, the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria. And he carried away the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan, to this day. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kahat, and Merari. The sons of Kahat, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, Eleazar and Itamar. Eleazar fathered Pinchas, and Pinchas fathered Avishua. Avishua fathered Buki, and Buki fathered Uzi. Uzi fathered Zerahiah, and Zerahiah fathered Merayot. Merayot fathered Amariah, and Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Tzadok, and Tzadok fathered Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz fathered Azariah, and Azariah fathered Yohanan. Yohanan fathered Azariah, who served as Kohen in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah fathered Amariah, and Amariah fathered Ahitub. Ahitub fathered Tzadok, and Tzadok fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Chilkiah, and Chilkiah fathered Azariah. And Azariah fathered Seraiah, and Seraiah fathered Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when Adonai exiled Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. That was 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Now we will go to our final chapter for this day's reading, and it is from the Apostles, Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my loved ones. I urged Yodia and Syntyche to be in harmony in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, true companion, to help these women. They labored side by side with me in spreading the good news, together with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the shalom of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Messiah Yeshua. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any virtue and if there is anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, put these things into practice, and the God of Shalom will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me, though you were concerned before but lacked opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for whatever circumstance I am in, I have learned to be content. I know what it is to live with humble means. I know what it is to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment. both to be filled and to go hungry, to have abundance and to suffer need. I can do all things through Messiah who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share in my trouble. Now you Philippians also know that in the beginning of the good news, when I left Macedonia, not a single community partnered with me in giving and receiving, except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent something for my need more than once. Not that I am looking for a gift, but for fruit that overflows to your credit. But I have received everything and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. I have received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. My God will fulfill every need of yours according to the riches of his glory in Messiah Yeshua. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all the Kedoshim in Messiah Yeshua. The brethren who are with me greet you. All the Kedoshim greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah be with your spirit. And that was Philippians chapter 4 and the final chapter for our reading today. Thanks so much, ladies, for listening. I hope that this podcast can be a blessing to you in your life with your children or wherever you find yourself. I know we have some grandmas and even great grandmas listening to the podcast, and I just love that. So it's been my honor and privilege to read for you guys today, and I wish you all a wonderful day filled with the shalom of heaven. This is Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Bye-bye till next time.